All right, it is 6:01 on Monday, April 24th, 2023. I'd like to call the Village of Alloway Plan Commission meeting to order. We'll begin with roll call. Elizabeth Cody?
Here.
Sarah Deutsch?
Here.
Heather is here. Lefebvre?
Here.
Honnold?
Here.
Lynn?
Here.
Van Remortel?
Here.
All right. Item number two, modify, adopt the agenda. If there are any changes to the agenda, I will, we can take those. Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
Okay, there's a first. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Cody seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Item number three, minutes from March 27th, 2023. If everyone has time to take a look at those.
I'll move to approve.
Move to approve. There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. Item number four, Trevor, announcements.
Just the May 2nd Village Board meeting will be held at Heritage Hill at 5:30
in memory.
That's the one. Our 150th anniversary. So, doing in the historic old town hall.
Nice.
And following, there will be live music and
intro. Are you guys doing, like, initially I heard there's like maybe another later summer event also. Is that still being planned? Or
August?
Okay. Cool.
Pre-admission.
Pre-admission. All right. Sounds good. Item number five, public appearances. I'm going to assume that most of you are here for a different item on the agenda, but if not, you can step forward to the mic, state your name and address, and just know that we're not going to take action on whatever item is in public appearances. But like I said, I'm going to assume that you're here for a different item. Anybody? All right. Moving right along. Item number six, action regarding petition from Highland Ventures requesting a site plan and design review for the addition and remodel of project on the proposed Dollar General location at 3921 South Webster Avenue, parcel AL-AL1724-4-1, the current vacant family video property. Trevor, you want to kick us off with that one?
So this is step one of two tonight. So both items six and seven are kind of paired, but they require separate action. So that's why they're listed separately on the agenda. The first item is the site plan review. Following is the design exceptions that are being requested. Per our ordinance, staff can typically review a site plan, but when a design exception is requested, Plan Commission must receive both at the same time. So attached is the site plan as presented. And then also attached are staff comments. And noted in here are everything that we kind of go through our list through the code. And whether or not they meet the code requirements. And then after we did one review, they resubmitted some revisions, and those are also noted in here. So there are a few items that I can go through that are not met. Namely, the rear setback, the sidewalks to the property, the building material of the addition. They have, I do have here on lighting, but they did clarify that they are not making any lighting changes, so that has been met. And in some of the landscaping requirements are the other things. do have on the call joining us virtually Russ and Nate from the representatives of the project, but then also President Jason, we have Michael Cohen.
Okay. Does anyone from the developer want to speak about the project? Just come forward, state your name and address, and you can give us some background. And
can I address the exceptions as well, or is that?
It's up to the commission.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Just get it all done in one shot.
Sure.
Michael Cohn, 1744 Bolinamore Place in De Pere, Wisconsin. So you guys are all familiar with our building on Webster, right? The Family Video Building. So we've got a tenant that we're working with, Dollar General, to lease the remaining vacant space in our building. In order to accommodate them, we have to add on some additional square footage for their storage. You know, their footprint is not as small as what we have available. So you know, our goal is to get the highest and best use out of our property, right? Bring jobs to town, bring tax revenue to the Village of Alloway. You know, this is kind of a unique situation, and you know, in the zoning requirements, it's not a ground-up development. It's just an addition to a building. So some of the items we're running into, you know, when we built our building, the zoning ordinances have changed since then, right? So, for instance, the rear setback was changed from 15 feet to 20, or from 25 feet. Was it 25, and then now it's 15?
It was 15 and now it's 25.
Okay, gotcha. So, you know, our building is kind of abuts that neighboring property behind us, right? We've got a fence there that we maintain to screen from the neighborhood. Well, one of the exceptions we're seeking is that variance or that rear setback, because we'd like to keep our building consistent across the back without having to pull it forward and having kind of an odd shape part of the building sticking out the front, right? We want to keep that consistent. And the portion we're going to add on to is already screened with that fence, so it's not like it would be an eyesore or anything. Number two, the building material. So since the ordinance has changed, we're being asked to use a different type of block on the building that would not match the existing structure, right? So I kind of equate that to, I'm sure you're all homeowners or no homeowner. If you had put an addition on your home and you've got a certain type of siding, say it's a 3-inch thick siding, and then you go to a 5-inch, it's going to look a little awkward, right? So as far as the aesthetics, you know, of our building, driving by, and every neighbor having to look at it, we feel it'd be much more consistent if it looked the same as the existing block, right? That is the building material. Number three is the loading. So front loading is no longer allowed at the property as far as deliveries coming in. We do have a tenant in the building now, which is Little Caesars. They also front load, and they have been for, they've been there, what, 15 years? So they've been front loading. We did make an accommodation to the building by having a side door to allow for side loading. However, the truck that delivers their goods is going to have to be in front in the parking lot. Because we do have a build to, so not only is there a setback, but we have to build so far out for the addition, it's not going to allow for the truck to pull up on the side of the building on the side of LeBrun. So, you know, we try to make an accommodation there in that variance to at least load on the side, the truck be the front load on the side.
Can I ask a question on
that? Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I went over there to take a look at the building and what was going on, and your addition that you're going to be doing, and I saw that on the plans, you've got the side door. But then, how close are you to the road itself? Because I have a concern that if you put a slab there, there's going to be like hardly any space between the slab and where the truck is going to have to go and the road. And what happens when it snows and you got piles of snow going along the side there? I don't know. I just wonder, how's that going to work?
Do you have that picture that you can go to that?
I've got the picture.
Okay, yeah. Just for my reference, too. Sorry. So you're talking about this here?
I'm talking about that.
You're talking about snow.
I'm talking
right
about
here.
That, and there's a door over there.
Yep, right here.
Which I can't even see how a truck can even get in there. And how are you going to get the material into that building? I just don't know how you're going to load.
Sure.
And unload that's practical.
Typically, and we've got Dollar General is in a number of our buildings. So what we'll see them do is they either park at an angle, and they have all rolling racks for their merchandise, so they're thin, probably 2.5 feet wide, 6 feet long rolling racks that they have all their boxes in, and they roll them down a conveyor, or down a ramp, I should say, off of the truck. So they would actually roll them off, and then they could wheel them around into up a ramp by the loading area. And then they also store their cardboard in the same containers. So they unload the merchandise and then load their cardboard back onto the box, or back into the truck, I should say. So they could either back up here and unload, or park at an angle like this to unload there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I just know that you're not going to be able to use that exit coming in off of a room, because there is no room to get a truck all manipulated and I don't know how big of the semi is, if they're using big semis, or are they using those smaller trucks that have the truck in the, you know, the box here, and then you just have a little cab here. I don't even know how big that is, because there's not a lot of space to even manipulate something in there. I'm just wondering.
Sure, yeah, no, absolutely. I understand your concern. They do use semis, so it's not like a FedEx truck or a UPS truck, much like our Little Caesars tenant uses a McLean truck, right, a large, or a Cisco. You see those semis, and right now they back up. They're on the northern part that says existing tenant, and they do the same thing. They back up in the driveway right up to the door, unload through the front door. So it'd be similar just on the other side.
So then is there going to be a wide slab that's going to attach to the street, the curb, and the gutter there where you've got the gray there? See what I'm talking?
When you say slab, are you talking about the curb cut, the entrance?
Well, I'm thinking you need a driveway or something to put the to slide the material up, some kind of walkway to get it into the side door. So I'm wondering what you're doing there.
Yeah, there'll be a ramp there that'll allow them to get it up into the door. Is that what you're asking?
No, I'm asking if you're going to put a little driveway along the side there.
Where they could actually drive?
Well, yeah. Well, somehow you got... I don't know, the door's on the side there, and if I'm unloading the truck in the front, I gotta have some cement that's going to go around to that side door. Is that going to be like a driveway there, or what?
Yeah, we'll have a front, there will be a front sidewalk, and Russ, I don't, can you hear us, Russ? Yeah, do you have a plan, or are we going to have a handicap ramp in front of the addition that they'll wheel up on and they can go around?
That's going to depend on the elevation of that finished floor versus the exterior of the building. They'll have to determine if we need a ramp at the side of the building once we get that opened up and see where we're at with the finished floor. Sometimes there's a ramp that needs, built that's 4 or 5 inches. Sometimes a little more, depending on that elevation.
So is there room for anybody to walk along that side of the building if they're a pedestrian between the road and in that gray part there?
Yeah, where you're seeing the loading area here?
Yep.
Yeah, so currently there's no sidewalk here. Right, on the ground, right? We don't typically see any pedestrian traffic anyway. And then it's a grassy area that goes up to our curb and a parking lot. How much space is there, Russ, between the building and the curb that exists now in the parking lot?
Looks like this is 13.8.
There's a large distance between the garage and the building now.
Yeah.
But they're putting an addition on the side there, which means Is there enough space even if there's a snowstorm?
I know what you're talking about.
Where's the snow going to go? What is the village going to do with that snow?
There's a terrace. There's a terrace there. There's still a grass terrace.
Yeah, but there won't be when they.
Yes, there is. It's on here.
It's on the ground.
Yeah, it's on here.
No, I know, but I'm talking about up here.
Yes.
See, I'm talking about this part right here, because I know you've got grass growing back up there, because it says that. But I'm looking at this thing right here. How far is the street from here? How far is that street from here? Because right here, what happens when you have something going on? Where's the snow going to go? Where's people going to walk through there?
They don't walk through there.
That's my question.
I mean, nobody walks through there.
Well, you don't know.
You have to walk on the street.
A lot of people walk through there. They live there.
Yep.
Used a lot.
All right. I'm just wondering why that's going to be.
Okay.
That was it.
Yep. We just need to get back in front of mics and.
And then just
yep.
For the Planning Commission and for the audience, I believe you'll open up.
Yes.
To the audience after.
Yes. I will amend. We will suspend the rules in just a minute. We just want to get through the description of things first. So. Yes.
Moving on.
Yeah. If you want to proceed.
Okay.
Yes.
So loading. That's another issue. Transparency on the run. So part of the transparency there is a window requirement. Required to have so many windows in that area. Our plan was to put up a fence. You know, again, we're talking about the top by having a screening fence in that terrace area. And with that, you know, windows are going to be rendered essentially inert, right? And it's going to be a storage area. So nobody wants to look into a storage area. And Dollar General has a loss prevention policy that they do not want people to be able to see in and see their stock. It's a safety issue. So we did make a modification in order to hit our 55% window coverage for the addition of the building, putting the windows on the front part of the addition.
Okay.
Right?
Trevor, what is the percentage that we need on that? Do you remember offhand? You said 55%?
Yeah, I have 55%.
Okay. And it doesn't matter if it's on the front facing or the side?
I believe it's street facing.
Okay. But because we have two street facings, it technically should be both. Is that what it is then?
There may be 55% for the primary street, which would be Webster.
Mm-hmm.
I can look that up while you continue.
Sure. I was just curious because I know it, like, I think it was like the Quick Trip up on Webster. They put like the faux windows, you know, kind of in the blacked out windows. But then I saw a note here that said like false windows are not permitted. Signs and shelves not permitted to block the view of the window, but I guess if it's not a usable window in the first place, does that matter? Or is it?
No, I think technically they should be seeking an exception for that.
Okay.
Fancy exception.
Sure.
So that's windows. Occupancy, and occupancy and the windows kind of go together. So being that their retail floor space should fall between 60 feet, 70 feet deep. Requirement dictates the stock room be located on the end of the suite. So we're requesting a waiver on the occupancy ordinance because of the storage being on that side. If there's no windows, then the occupancy kind of gets thrown out. Is what I'm saying, right?
Sure.
So if we get the one variance, then the occupancy doesn't really come into play. And then finally, the pedestrian pathway. You know, there is no sidewalk on the side street now. The only place would be in the front. I mean, so we've got a sidewalk in the front on Webster, right, where people come into the parking lot now, and I guess they just walk up the parking lot next to the gas station. You know, we could put a front walkway. Kind of, we've got a landscaping area on the front on Webster where the "Welcome to the Village of Alloway" sign is. Cut by that sign, right? Move the sign over. You could have a walkway up to the dumpster area to get that front walkway by the Little Caesars and connect in there. But there's really no great way to walk through that part. You're driving through, or you're walking through dry aisles anyway. As is. And then as far as the landscaping, you know, we're willing to do all landscaping we need to do. We're not looking for an exception there, a variance there. Dumpster screening, we're absolutely more than happy to do all of that. We moved the loading door onto the side. We've got our bike rack in place. I know that was something that was requested, absolutely. And then, like I said, we tried to adjust to meet the window requirement by bringing them up to the front. So we're trying to give a little and not take a lot, right?
Yeah.
I realize it's probably a large list, but trying to meet halfway anyway. So.
Sure.
That's it for me.
Okay.
One quick question. Yeah. Have you guys run a simulation about how semi-trailer would enter into the parking lot?
That's a great question for Russ. He's my engineer.
Yes, Dollar General does that. They've got software, and they basically told me that they can get a truck in there. So I haven't seen the drawings that show the actual path of travel, but they told me that they can do it.
Okay, because, yeah, LeBron seems to be rather narrow, and if you were coming off Webster, I think the one area that would give you a little bit of trouble would be that island at the end of the parking. To try and make that turn would probably be pretty tight, especially if there's cars parked in the stalls.
Yeah, they can get there, and again, we've got 130 or so Dollar Generals in various locations, and they can set their deliveries up to come in like 5 a.m. before the building's occupied, so they don't usually have to worry about, you know, vehicles. If vehicles are in the lot, it's generally employees that are there to unload freight. So typically they address it that way if there's tighter parking lots like this one would be.
Okay, because my only concern would be if you ran into an issue and then having to use LeBron to unload, you know, obviously that would block a fair amount of traffic.
Is there any other plan commission questions right now? If not, I'll suspend rules. Any other? We can always come back to it. If not, okay. I'll entertain a motion to suspend the rules for public comment. Okay, there's a first. Is there a second? Second by Sarah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. So you can come forward and just state your name and address. And then you can...
my name is Bill Manders. I own the property directly behind the video store. And I only have two concerns is noise pollution.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you able to state your address for the record?
3922 and 3924 South Webster, Helena Duplex. I live in 3922.
Thank you.
Okay. Property goes back in my family 100 years back there. So anyway, I'm concerned about the noise pollution. I'm not worried about the building and so forth. With trucks coming and going all hours of the morning and night, is how far up the side is that side ramp going to be? Is it going to be towards the front of the building, or if it's way in the back of the building, that's 100 feet from my bedroom?
Sure.
25 feet.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yep, right out there.
25.
Put that side ramp.
Yep.
If you move to the architectural page, whoever's running the screen, you should be able to see the loading dock doors, and it is in the front. Where's that? 14 feet from the front corner. So it's below there. Yeah. So that would be the double doors for loading right there. So it's in the front of the building.
And how many feet are you from the back of the back fence?
42 to the building. I don't know what the distance to that fence is.
Then you got another 20-60 feet. So you're less than 100 feet from the bedrooms of those duplexes. I'm just worried about the noise.
Sure.
Yeah, but the truck will be...
So the trucks won't be pulling up on the side of the building, though, correct?
They're
pulling in the parking
lot. Metal racks going up and down the ramp.
Sure.
Our decks are there, our bedrooms, there's four families back there. And there are all the bedrooms on the back side of the houses. Just worry about noise.
And there is a fence there,
that's my
correct?
Only concern.
Okay. Yep, thank you.
How many deliveries do they make a day, a week, a month?
Question.
Russ can answer that. Yes.
So, Russ, there was a question about how many deliveries are made a day or a week, that kind of thing, just so the residents know how often the trucks might be there.
Times. Yeah, it's 1 to 2 a week. It's not, they don't get deliveries every single day.
Okay. And is it early in the mornings?
They usually try to schedule them earlier in the morning to avoid cars and situations like that. It's not, you know, 3 or 4 a.m. early, but usually it's before the building opens, you know, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., depending on when employees get in.
Okay.
That's my only question.
Sure.
Will the noise be covered by an existing ordinance as far as time of day? That will limit that down, like not after 10 or after 9, so that kind of eliminates those hours of the night at least.
That might be covered in ordinance. You can't go after 10 or before 9, yeah.
Because of the noise that they'd be making doing it.
Because our decks are there.
Yeah. I took a peek at it. You're close, yeah. If that's covered by ordinance, then it's kind of a moot point because they won't violate too many times without hearing from us. So the early morning thing, and then how late does that ordinance go? Like 5 in the morning or something?
Yeah, it's don't quote me on this, but it's around 6:30 in the morning to 10 at night or something like that.
So that would be kind of the window that's already covered by ordinance.
That's acceptable.
You know what I mean? Because after that, I'd have a problem too.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Thank you.
What about deliveries that were made to the store that was previously there?
It was a video store.
Yeah.
Weren't really deliveries.
Okay.
Except for the occasional, like, FedEx or something.
Okay. If anyone else has anything, you can come forward. Yep.
I'm Steve Knoll. I live at 3725 South Clay Street. And I used to be president of this committee, but that's before you were born. I walk in Webster Avenue. Probably the only person you know that walks in Webster Avenue is me. So the person you see walking is me. And Mike sees me there once in a while. The street, for instance, next to this, between Austin's and this development, the side street, terrible. Webster Avenue, terrible. And that's county, and I know that you people don't do anything at all for the pedestrians of Webster Avenue. This would be kind of an opportunity to do something, and that would be to put a green, and I know they'd have to give up right away for this, green space between this street, which one is this?
LeBron.
Green space between the curb and gutter and the sidewalk, which makes that, gives you 10 feet there, 5 feet for a green space, which you should have on all of your streets, and then a 5-foot sidewalk.
Yeah,
and also move the sidewalk back in Webster Avenue. Now, you know, I'm not talking things that are in this plan. You'd have to change, you know, you'd have to change right away with that. Another thing about this thing is that it is further back from the setback, and the setback here is established by the gas station. So this is 10 feet further back on this lot than it has to be already by the fact that it does not line up at all with the gas station and those things. So there's a lot of room. I can't be too much in favor of doing something on the side, cutting off potential sidewalk, and then still being way at the back end of this property. And that's where they are right now. They're as far back as they possibly can be when they could move to the front of the property. So that's it for me. Thank you.
And at that, I'd ask, on our sidewalk plan, which I don't have with me, is there even one in the foreseeable future plan for that area? We'd have to look at the map because I know that's been laid out.
You're talking about, Randy, you're talking about for Webster Avenue, correct? Or
well, the village has got a sidewalk plan where they'd want to put sidewalks. Is that section even on LeBron even scoped out for sidewalks in the future?
I believe on LeBron it shows sidewalk on the south side, which is the pier.
Right.
Most of our sidewalks we have in the village are on one side or the other. We don't do
both sides. Right.
Unless it's a very busy street. We have been attempting to work with the county and the city of Decatur on Webster Avenue and what pedestrian facilities will look like there or could look like in the future, but that's something that residents correct. We're kind of at the mercy of what the county will allow us there.
So theoretically, there's really not one that's going to happen on LeBron and on the north side?
Right. No. Not in our protest, no. Okay. Not on the LeBron side.
Does anyone else have anything?
Hi.
Sure.
So my name is Patrick Olson. I live at 141 Gwynn Street. I'm just about a block behind here. And mainly I have questions about this area here in particular. So right now this is grass, right, and a small parking area right here. And it sounds like that's going to be a building now, right? You can extend that building. It's probably the most economical way to add on to this building, and on the idea of adding to the front, I understand would be more costly. But as far as semi trucks coming into this spot, this is a tight driveway right there, and this is a very tight driveway up there too. When a car's coming in that driveway and a car's going out that driveway, they have to be careful coming in and out to make room to get in and out and not hit each other. No one can drive fast there, so. This being grass right now in a small driveway, and we're talking about making this a loading area with a loading dock or a small concrete ramp or what to load into that building. That's my concern, is that there's really no way a semi-truck can successfully pull in there and safely see what's going on around it. This is a very narrow street. Oops. Yeah, but that cut, that view doesn't really help much.
But just pulling up the side elevation.
If this were to become a complete apron, right here, I could understand someone parking here and loading into it. But as far as pulling in and out of there, I can't imagine a truck driver who would want to try that. I mean, they're going to be over that curb repeatedly unless that whole area is changed, right? I'm not concerned about whether or not it's changed, but I'm concerned about that side of that street being modified that much for us, loading docks and things of that nature. It's going to change the neighborhood, right? What's next to it? A funeral home, right? We've got a funeral home on one side, a very small, not too busy pizza place, and then Austin's grocery store and all that. And my other concern is this. I've traveled throughout the southeastern part of the United States quite often, and I've never seen a store like Dollar General improve a neighborhood and make it more prestigious in any way.
That's true.
Right? If you put a Family Dollar, Dollar General, any store of that nature into a neighborhood, it's not like you created a bunch of jobs because they're minimally staffed. And it doesn't really improve the nature of a neighborhood. So I understand that having a vacant property and wanting business on it is understandable. Are you going to continue to hold the property and it'll just be a lease? The Dollar General might do well and it might do poorly. But I've never seen one in a neighborhood that someone said, wow, I really want to put a nice house next to that. And I don't see it as a general improvement to our way to have a Dollar General in that location.
Thank you.
My name is Rebecca.
I was going to say, can you come up to the mic just so we can hear you? Thank you.
Rebecca Stringer Rumble. We live at 3755 South Webster. And I'm really just going to agree with sentiment from the gentleman here. I don't think the Dollar General really brings anything to the community. I think now that I've seen what plans they have, I think they're actually making it even worse. When I think of Webster, when I think of that whole area, I think of asphalt, concrete with cracks in it, and weeds. And I know we want to improve Alloway. We sit in a beautiful spot between two rivers, between De Pere, which they're doing a marvelous job. I just don't think it's going to add anything to the village of Alloway. I think it would just make it worse. And what the gentleman in the glasses just said, I agree 100% with him. So that's all.
Sure. Thank you.
And I do have one more question.
Can you come back up to the mic?
Is this going to add to the tax revenue enough that we're going to get our streets paved? Because I know my street has been in very poor condition for between 10 and 20 years. And is it going to make back money for the village on a scale that shows real improvement? Otherwise, it's I don't find it to be helpful. I don't know if there's an estimate for that. Has anyone come up with those numbers yet?
Trevor, I have a question. What action are we asked to take on this item and the next item tonight? What's the purpose for it being on the agenda?
So the site plan review looks at, does the site plan as proposed meet all the zoning requirements? And yes or no, that's a kind of a yes or no question. The design exception looks at the items being presented by the applicant, and the Plan Commission has the opportunity to say yes or no on each one of those items that they're seeking relief from the strict interpretations of the code. So, I don't know, maybe one should have been before the other, but they're both need to be carried, and so I don't know what maybe if design exception should have happened first or some kind of view because, but I guess that's a procedure thing. But
our role is to
not right. say whether this is an approved project or not, because this
right.
is an allowable use
right.
in this mixed-use district.
Right.
So
that's kind of where I was
yes.
headed with it, is to yeah. say, I hear all the concerns,
yes.
but this isn't, it's nice to hear them.
Yes, very much.
And it may be some issues that need to be seriously looked at from the developer standpoint and the owner standpoint, but they aren't going to put this in here unless they know it's going to work. And they're not going to have problems. But that's not why we're here tonight, to decide whether they should or shouldn't put it in.
Right, you're talking about the user.
Yeah.
We can't, the Plan Commission cannot make a decision based off the user, because the allowed user type is
correct. Yeah. And some of the issues are good issues, and some of them are, they can be worked around. And so I was just curious, because I hear the concerns, but again, I'm not so sure it's our job to stop the project tonight because of your concerns.
No, it's not.
So,
right, your job here tonight is to look at the site plan, and again, and how it meets requirements in the zoning code, and then the design exception process is meant for flexibility and the granted in whatever way the Plan Commission feels like it best upholds the comprehensive plan.
Correct.
So, having heard this, just the one question I have is, do we know what the terrace is on LeBrun? I mean, it looks like there's plenty of room in there for a sidewalk. If it's comparable to what's on the drawing for Webster, even though Webster's sidewalk is up to the curb. I mean, it looks like there's enough right away. It looks like there's probably 10, 12 feet there, and the sidewalk's 5 foot. So there's plenty of room for a sidewalk there if there needs to be a sidewalk. And I see there is a fence that goes along the side and across the back that's 8 foot high, which I would think has some kind of a barrier to noise from a standpoint of trucks and so on. Well,
visual, but not much further.
Yeah. So, I mean, but there's a fence there. So, I mean, that helps. Yeah, I mean, they're trying to put a lot in here, but do we want to go back to?
Yeah, if there's anyone else who wants to speak or speak again, if not, we're going to pick up the rules. And if you want to speak again, just let me know. We'll suspend the rules again. So, absolutely. If there's a motion to pick the rules back up again?
So moved.
So moved. Second by Sarah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. All right. Anyone else from Planning Commission have questions, concerns that we need to talk through? Okay, so for the site plan approval, let's, I guess, talk through that one. If there's any concerns or changes we want them to make, or approval, not approval.
Which one did we actually do anyway?
The first one.
The first one. Plan. Item number six.
Yeah, oh, that one. Nope.
Oh, here. Here.
Yep.
That. I don't know what I was looking at, but.
Oh, one. Yes. We'll have to go through each one.
Yeah.
To see.
So, Heather, I don't personally have any concerns with the exceptions that they're looking to go after. But I would like to see proof that a semi-trailer is going to get into that parking lot and have the space to maneuver, just so it doesn't become a concern where they start using LeBron as their unloading area, because I do have a concern with that. So that would be my one condition, is that they prove that they can get a full-size rig onto the property. And I realize it might be before hours, and that there won't be really any cars in the lot aside from employees, but
yeah,
I think proving the turn lanes and so forth in order to be able to maneuver, whether coming off of Webster or LeBron.
That driveway off of LeBron looks awfully small.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even like you said with that island here, like how are they making that turn to get around with a semi, and if there are cars parked.
And maybe you lose that island, and maybe that's part of the consideration.
Correct.
Or just move it.
Mm-hmm.
Or just move it, yeah.
Yeah, if we need to add more green space.
Right.
Sure.
Can I address that?
Sure. Russ? Was that Russ, or?
I think it was Nate.
Nate? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Nate. Okay, so I know that there's been some locations that they've had to use, instead of the 52-foot trailers, that they have 26-foot trailers. So it's half the size. I know that there has been options. I'm speaking of the Detroit area, that they use a shorter semi. I don't know if that's an option. You know, we'd have to confirm that with Dollar General, but I do know that, like in the Detroit area, they have, lack of better words, short trailers. You know, the 26 footers instead of the 52 footers, because of the nature of some of those lots. I just know that they've done that in the past. That's a logistic thing that Dollar General has asked. As Russ said, they've already confirmed that they can get the trailer in there and the truck and the semi. But that might be another option, too.
And that would be fine. I mean, it probably is going to increase the frequency at which they do their deliveries. But, you know, maybe that's one way of addressing the issue.
Instead of once a week, they may have to come twice a week or
right.
Whatever.
Has the fire department looked at this, like, just to make sure they have no concerns from a entrance-exit perspective?
Yeah, they said existing.
Is fine?
Yeah.
Okay. So does anyone want to make a motion with an exception of some kind of proof? Can we do that? Can we put an exception for some kind of evidence that works?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll make the motion that we send it on to the village board with the also the recommendation that there be a study done or analysis done for the movement of a truck, the delivery trucks through the site.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second motion? Second?
Second.
Honnold, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, carries. We'll move on to item number 7. Action regarding petition from Highland Ventures requesting a public hearing design exception from required building setbacks, occupied space, transparency ratios, and other development features for the addition and the remodel project at the proposed Dollar General located at 3921 South Webster Avenue, parcel AL-AL-1724-4-1. So I know we talked through most of these items already, but Trevor, is there anything specifically that you want to call out?
And then I'll leave the site plan up here. But these different items were discussed previously by the applicant, the occupancy requirements, building material, transparency, rear setback. And then the loading space area. Staff agrees that continuing of the loading material does make the most sense. Mm-hmm. Rear setback, staff would recommend approval with written consent of adjacent property owners to the rear. And transparency, prove that if the occupancy requirement is met, which occupancy requirement is primarily meant in the code for more primary streets like Webster, and not so much as like LeBron, which is a local collector road. And then I guess the one other comment I had based off the discussion tonight, possibly looking at this this loading area, it may be confusing with how it is if a truck is not intended to be here. Maybe instead of an asphalt area, maybe that becomes a concrete pad with some additional green space between the grass there. I don't know how that works for operations, but that could be a consideration. That green space between here and that fence could be used as additional snow storage, and it might decrease some of the need for impervious surface. But this hatched area, even though it's dashed, it may be mistaken for a parking area, which could be confusing the patrons of the store. So that'd be one further consideration I have.
Sure.
And it sounded like right now they have 7 trees, which I believe is slightly deficient of the number required. But the applicant said earlier that they would plan on meeting the landscaping requirements, so that would need to be revised in the plans.
Sure. Would that just go back to staff for review?
That definitely could.
Okay.
Or it could be submitted prior to the board meeting.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions or concerns with any of these items? I think most of these make sense. I mean, the building material, that makes sense. The rear setback, it doesn't make sense to change that. The side loading. Transparency, they're making good faith to put the windows on the front of the building to match that. The pedestrian pathway, if there's some way to help alleviate that confusion for that loading area and walkway on that end of the building, I think that could be helpful. Does anyone have any concerns or anything else they want to talk about, discuss? If not, there's no concerns. Do you need us to approve or go through each item that's recommended or for the exceptions, or is it just one?
I think for clarification, because there are a number of items,
okay.
Here, I think we should go.
Okay. Sounds good. Do you want separate motions for each one?
No, they could be.
One, okay. One, but caveat it, for each.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so it sounds like we, if there is a motion on the table to approve the exceptions with some modifications to the loading area, maybe a pad, something there that can improve that area to alleviate some confusion, to make sure that we're meeting the landscaping. Are there any other ones that we need to?
Occupancy.
Oh, the occupancy. Yeah, we're.
I'll make a motion.
Go ahead. I was just going to ask Trevor again. So the motion we're looking for is a motion to send this to public hearing for design exceptions?
Right. It'd be recommending approval and to send to public hearing.
To public
okay.
Hearing.
So, yeah. I mean, that they're going to have their chance
correct.
To come back and
yes.
comment at the public hearing
right.
to the board.
Yes. Correct.
Yes.
It's May 16th, and that was included. That date was included in the
right.
mailer. May 16th will be the board meeting. That will be the public hearing.
We're all for
it. And so the recommendation will be made tonight. Proposer four. And that will get forwarded to the village board for a public hearing that night. They may make a decision or they may table the decision.
Okay.
But that would be the night where the final decision would be possibly made.
Okay.
Sarah was.
Okay. I'll make a motion for the approval of the public hearing design exception with the following recommendations of the occupancy requirement, building material, transparency, rear setback, and the landscaping.
Okay. We have a motion. Is
can
there?
I second it?
You sure can.
Okay.
All right, we have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed?
None.
Okay. Motion carries. Thank you all for being here. We appreciate your input. Thank you. So what was the date? May 16th. It's going to Village Board. So please come to that meeting, voice your concerns.
They have the final say.
Yeah, the Village Board. Sure. Okay. Item number 8, action regarding amendment to Chapter 468, Shoreland Wetland Zoning of the Village Code. Thank you both for being here.
Will you send me those comments that were made? Audio kept cutting in and out, so I couldn't hear everything that you guys were discussing.
Yes, either Mike or I will send them to you.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Good night.
All right.
Okay.
So, We have been talking about this shoreline wetland ordinance for a few months now, bringing it back. And after taking a closer look at it and talking with the DNR in Brown County, there really wasn't a whole lot of changes that needed to be made, which is great because I didn't want to make a ton. So I believe in the email I did forward you Schwab and Arnburns. Very similar, they just changed around the order of things. But again, they were using the model ordinance as well. So mainly what sparked this is on page 2, section 468 A and E. This date in here, this item that the county had was we were unable to find. So essentially that was really the only change that needed to be made. And then the DNR just no longer uses a wetland inventory map. Instead, they have an online database that they recommend just including a link to. I have mixed feelings on that because I think that link could change and our ordinance would then have to change again. So I included it in here for discussion purposes. It could also just, instead of giving the link, just say the surface water data viewer website or something like that, I think would be fine. All the other changes are relatively minor. Instead of a zoning permit, because we do have a zoning permit for items that aren't shoreline wetland related, so I just clarify that in the ordinance just so there's no confusion. And then define at the bottom what a zoning administrator was, clarification. And then I know there was a question about the bulk tank ordinance, and so I included that in the package because that's covered under a separate item in our chapter, or in our book of ordinances. Like I said, I hope these items are relatively minor. I didn't want to kind of blow up the whole ordinance that I don't have to. But I am open to changes.
So is there a map of the bulkhead? I'm good, but there's no way I'm going to go through these descriptions because I guarantee you there's some errors in these descriptions that are going to screw it all up. I just wondered, is there a map?
I don't know.
I've seen one. That's why I ask if you have it.
I've seen it too.
Yeah.
It's been years.
Yes, it's been years. And the other comment that I had was you probably could just say the Wisconsin Wetland Inventory Map for Alloway, most recent version developed by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, period.
Sure.
Let them go to the DNR and find out where the map is.
Sure.
But, Jeff, if you find that bulkhead map, Brad, let me know.
Yeah, I guess, because if anything's wrong,
well,
then
it's
said.
But it'll, I think it'll shock a lot of people as to what it looks like.
But you're just looking for approval, and then you'll send it to council, right?
Correct. Yeah, with this being the first time the Plan Commission seemed to align, I want you to see it for my comment. If it's generally acceptable, I'll send it to the council for review. If there's any significant changes they come up with, I'll bring it back here. If not, I'll send it to the village board.
Okay. Sounds good to me. All right. I'll entertain a motion to amend the chapter of the zoning of the village code if there is a motion.
Motion to amend.
Motion to amend. Is there a second?
Second.
Sarah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Item number 9, discussion regarding annual site tour.
This this was something that we used to do annually. We took a pause, I think, for the past year or two, maybe. But really, the intent behind this was to visit current and past projects and potentially future projects that we've identified. And with current and past projects, just be able to visit the site, see some of the limitations, talk about it as a group versus, you know, maybe tonight with the project that was discussed, maybe we all visited individually. But later this fall, when that project's completed, if that moves forward, we would have an opportunity to go out there, take a look at it, discuss as a group, this worked, this didn't work, this screening requirement is good, this one's not so great, that, those sort of things. Really just that, an exercise to look at and identify where we excelled at and maybe where some deficiencies are that we can improve on.
Did you have any properties in mind?
Since it's been a while. Yeah, since we last met, I believe there are several projects. When we first started this, we started biking to the different locations. I would be open to doing that, but I think because it's been a while, we have a lot of projects spread out throughout the village, and we don't have necessarily a cluster that we should visit. So, and in the interest of time as well, I would suggest maybe hitting on this one that we discussed tonight, if that is far enough along, depending on when we decide to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, we have the apartment projects on Riverside Drive and those condo projects across the street that were recently completed. Then we also have the brewery and those apartments on Derby with the daycare. Those, I think, are all projects that have occurred since we last did our search for it. So kind of a widespread of projects.
Mm-hmm.
Those are development-related projects. We could also look at some sidewalk projects or other projects that we've recommended through, say, the Bike and Ped plan. So last year we did a large segment of sidewalk along East River Drive and Longview. As part of a Safe Routes to School project to Doty Elementary. So we could take a look at that project if that was a desire. And then we could also look at any future sites that the Planning Commission may feel is a potential development site for redevelopment.
That'd be great. I think those are good starting places to tour. I don't know if anyone has any suggestions for other places that you want to like even look at or projects that were completed.
An example for future sites, there's that Marine Street project that was being discussed or will come to the Planning Commission at some date in the future. There's also the Mariner project that has been proposed several times. So those are sites that we could look at and in the event it comes forward to us in the future, we know, you know, what some of these site limitations are.
Weiler Academy, Riverside Drive, three of them in a row.
Sure.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, if we wanted to plan it in the summer where we could end at some place to get a beverage.
Or start.
I think that would be great.
Yeah, maybe we could look at a either the meeting in May being met if there's no other pressing items, mm-hmm. or we could look at an item in early June or a date in early June.
Yeah.
That way we kind of stay away from some of the heat or possible heat.
When's it going to quit snowing?
Yeah, 3 days we get.
Okay. I mean, do you want to put together like a tentative schedule or?
Yeah. What I'll do, I'll send out to the Planning Commission a couple dates and then a schedule, If there's any additions that you see or there's a day that does not work, let me know and we can kind of adjust accordingly and try to make something work best for us.
Mm-hmm. Would you invite Village Board as well? Or
we,
I know we have in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I could.
Okay, good.
Coffee Wizards? Might be
oh, yeah.
One.
Depending on what
Maybe
their hours
start
are.
Start with a brew and end with a brew.
I like that. By Green, on Green Street, or Green Avenue?
Green Avenue.
Green, yeah. By Zesty's.
Oh, a little bit.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know they're there.
Yeah.
On the way to Green Isle.
Is that where Olives is?
Yeah, and yeah, Olives is excellent, too. My wife and I were there last Saturday for the first time, and we were really impressed.
Where is
it?
I go there on
occasion. Is it?
Okay. Yeah. The laundromat. Oh, it's right in there.
Okay, okay, cool.
Yeah, like I said, I'll throw out something. If I miss something, let me know.
Sounds good. Okay, item number 10, report discussion regarding village projects and property updates.
Not really. I mean, I guess from a project standpoint, the village did approve the preliminary resolution for the street work that's coming up this summer. That's always a hot topic, and just never enough funding to go around to do everything that everyone would like to see done. The fight will be doing the sale of bids, or sale of the bonds will be May 16th, so formal approval of the board will take place that evening. A week or two ago, we did have a first meeting with the neighborhood for the proposed YMCA. Broadview. Very well attended. I would say roughly 60 to 80 people were here. So good representation of the neighborhood. So a lot of good questions. So we'll be following up with another meeting sometime late summer probably and invite those neighbors back to answer a lot of the questions as we move forward or as they move forward with their fundraising and stuff. So there's a long way to go, but wanted to engage the residents in the area first. So we talked about the May 2nd board meeting. Other than that, don't have a whole lot. Was hoping to attend the joint finance, state joint finance committee meeting. It's Wednesday in Minocqua. I'm unable to attend. I did go to the one in Milwaukee, sat for 8 hours and never got to speak. But I did attend a local, there were four members of the Joint Finance Committee that met locally, and I did go and speak to them about a couple of the projects, number one, shared revenue for the village, and two, GBCI. So we continue to keep moving forward with that to the best of our ability. I think it's a great opportunity, and it's just a matter of getting the right people to listen and willing to take it forward from the state perspective.
Good.
Question, Heather. So what was the bond rates, and what is the bond rates now?
We're hoping for around the 4 to 5%. Even as low as 3.
Mm-hmm.
What were they prior?
The last bond was less than 3. So fingers crossed that the sale is successful. We did move the date of the sale because there were several others that were taking place on a proposal that we were looking for. And that's what you don't want to do is have too many bonds that are municipal bonds that are up for sale at the same time, so I'm trying to play that a little bit.
And you go last.
What's that?
And you go last.
Yeah. So you mentioned the Mariner project. Is that any movement on that?
I would anticipate we would see something. I don't think it's finished yet. I don't think last we heard they were working on a revision.
Scaled way back.
To the project.
Okay.
Let you know when I see those plans.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a couple months, but then we recently heard from them maybe a week ago from that project. Moving north, the Marine Street project, they are planning on bringing something to the Planning Commission in July, I believe. June or July, I believe June. They would like to, if possible, start that project this year. So, pretty ambitious schedule they have, but we'll have plans here pretty soon. And then Webster and St. Joseph, I think there was a article in Press Gazette last week where they talked about that project and several other projects and the impacts interest rates have on those projects throughout the county. So they did say that General Capital is still interested. We've had discussions with them, but they are feeling the impacts of the interest rates. So because of that, they would like to, the earliest they would be willing to start the project would be spring of next year, just because of the interest rate market. So I think now it's a decision that the village has to make to see if that's the path we want to continue on forward or if we want to possibly go a different route.
Okay. And I saw there's a fitness park at Green Isle also. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah. Cool. Nothing else?
I can't think of anything else.
All right. Item number 11, next meeting date, future agenda items. I think it's May 22nd, is that what I said?
Mm-hmm. May 22nd, yeah. And, mm-hmm. and actually, this is one of the odd years where we don't have Memorial Day. We're at reschedule. So Memorial Day is the 29th.
Have any anticipated items for next month?
Nothing, no. Like I said, the only site plan project that I anticipate coming forward is in June at the earliest. For that reason, I think maybe if we can hit that 22nd date for the annual, not the annual, but the annual site plan.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be ideal.
Great. Awesome. If there's nothing else, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
There's a first. Is there a second? Second by Cody. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. It is 7:14.